The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
Today, I'm meeting Brian at the San Isidro Port of Entry near San Diego, California. He's 18 years old, he graduated high school, and has lived in the U.S. for the past 4 years. And it's been that long since he last saw his mom. Brian had to leave his country, Mexico, where he was threatened by violent gangs. His is the story of thousands of families separated at the border under the Trump-era zero-tolerance policy. But about 1,000 children remain separated. The Biden administration has a task force working to reunite them. Now, Brian works with one organization helping families seeking asylum in the U.S. And today, Brian gets to see his mom. Lilia Luciano, CBS News,